Praise the Lord. Message number 184, and the title of our message today is Watchman, Part 14. And we will continue of what we started, what you can learn from Moses to be a watchman, and that is Section D, the priest as watchman. Let's open our Bible to the book of Numbers, chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you set up the seven lamps, they are to light the area in the front of the lampstand." Before we continue the message, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this opportunity that we come together to discuss and share your word, and to enjoy your presence, to be directed with your word, to be instructed carefully about things that you want us to watch and observe and careful. Help each and every one of us to be more effective and sharp in his service and ministry unto you. Help us, O God, to grasp what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us in our days and life, and walk with you, O God. And to pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. Raise up more effective watchmen and women to serve you wholeheartedly. Let the word of yours bring revival, light, direction, wisdom, and effective and a fruitful ministry. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. From what we have read, we understand that the Lord said to Moses to speak to Aaron that when you set up the seven lamps, they are to light the area in the front of the lampstand. But he is telling him that when they will set up the lamps, the seven lamps, the lamps when they are lighting, they have to bring light to the area in the front of the lampstand. What God was saying here to Aaron through Moses, that when he will set up the lamps, they are to be in certain setup and direction, so that the area in the front of the lampstand will be illuminated. What we can grasp here, it means he's telling him that the purpose of the lampstand and the lamps in it is that to bring light in the front of the lampstand. So here God is seeking certain qualities in achieving the service of God. Or we can say it in another word, God is seeking effectiveness. Maybe Aaron, he will set up the lampstand and the seven lamps, but the light will be directed into the wrong direction. That will not help the service. That will make the service ineffective. God want your service to be effective. God wants you to be effective in your ministry. God wants you to be effective in your service and ministry unto God. God's light should shine through you to other people who are around you and in contact with you. You are the watchman. Through you, the light of God. You know, in Matthew 5:16, he say, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. God, through you, he want to bring his light to the people's life, so that they can see God. Through your life, they will see Christ. You should live the word of God, therefore, and you should use the word of God precisely with the direction of the Holy Spirit, so that God's purpose through you in the life of the people around you shall be accomplished. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, say, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. The word of God will bring, should bring light into life, into the life of the people whom you are ministering, and they must see clearly what God is doing in their lives, and God's word should show them the way that God is leading them in. And that depends much on you, how you correctly handle the word of truth, when you are precisely and effectively uses the word of God. The people will see that they had left darkness and entered into a bright life and living. The people should see that they have left darkness and they already entered, and they are walking into a bright life and living. When you are in such effectiveness, the people, when they will sit with you, they will experience what Jesus said in John 8, verse 12. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As a watchman who correctly handled the word of truth, and you have chosen the scripture according to the direction of the Holy Spirit, those who are sitting with you, they will experience the light of God. They can see the bright future. Their inside, their soul that is in darkness, will be illuminated by the light of God, the Holy Spirit, when you bring the word that God sent to them through you. And that's why you need to be in a very prayer and kneeling down, seeking God and what you're going to speak to the people. That is what God wants you today. Your ministry will be effective, and through you the light of God will shine in the people's life when you handle correctly the word of truth. What more we can learn from this message? The priest as watchman in the book of Numbers, chapter 19. We will read the next scripture. Book of Numbers, chapter 19, verse 1-5. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is a requirement of the Lord that the Lord has commanded. Tell the Israelites to bring you a red heifer without defect or blemish, and that has never been under yoke. Give it to Eleazar the priest. It is to be taken outside the camp and slaughtered in his presence. Then Eleazar the priest is to take some of its blood on his finger and sprinkle it seven times toward the front of the tent of meeting. While he watches, the heifer is to be burned, its hide, flesh, blood, and offal." Again, here from this scripture, the Lord is looking for effective service and ministry. From what we have read, God wants us as watchmen, as a priest, to check certain things in the people's life and to admonish them. The first one is that what we need to admonish and teach the people as watchmen, what we need to watch in the people's life to correct them and teach them, what is offered unto the altar of God must be without defect. You know what the Lord say to Moses and Aaron? Tell the Israelites to bring you a red heifer without defect or blemish. You should not compromise, but should teach people to honor God with what they offer to Him. You know what had happened during the time of Malachi, when the priest, they were quiet and silent and not admonish or correct or rebuke the people who bring defective sacrifice. What had happened during the time of Malachi should not take place today in your life and in your ministry and to God. In Book of Malachi chapter 1 verse 7 and 8, God was angry with the priests. He told them, you place defiled food on my altar. But you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible. When you bring blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice crippled or diseased animal, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you, says the Lord Almighty? You know, the priests, they were watching the people bringing their sacrifice and offering, but they saw they are defective, not correct, not with the criteria, not with what God ordained, but they were quiet. You ought to teach the people to honor God and present to him the best of what he gave to them. How this will happen? You know, when people will be rebuked and corrected for defective sacrifice, next time they will not do it. Don't be afraid if people get upset or leave. Better people leave or get upset, better than God himself will be angry or leave your ministry. Second, what God wants you to do, God wants you to bring perfection and accomplish what he required. In Number chapter 19 verse 5, what we have read, while he washes the heifer is to be burned, its hide, flesh, blood and offal, every part of it, complete the heifer to be burned. Everything in it, perfection. Watch and train the people to do the ministry with perfection. This will happen when people are taught to observe all God's commands and regulations. Train them to observe everything. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. He did not say part of your heart, part of your soul, part of your strength. Train the people that they will give, not partial, but they will give the maximum of their capacity unto God. And in Book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. We need to train our people to love, to give to God the maximum of their capacity. We will move now to the next scripture. The priest as watchman. Let's read Leviticus chapter 13 verse 1 to 13. And here we will read how the priest would examine the skin lesion, and they will determine the person is clean or unclean. We will read from verse 1 to verse 13. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, when anyone has a swelling or a rash or a bright spot on his skin that may become an infectious skin disease, he must be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of his sons who is a priest. The priest is to examine the sore on his skin, and thus here the watchman uses his eyes to examine, and if the hair in the sore has turned white and the sore appears to be more than skin deep, it is an infectious skin disease. When the priest examines him, he shall pronounce him ceremonially unclean. If the spot on his skin is white but does not appear to be more than skin deep, and the hair in it has not turned white, the priest is to put the infected person in isolation for 7 days. on the seventh day the priests to examine him, and if he sees that the sore is unchanged and has not spread in the skin, he is to keep him in isolation another 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest is to examine him again, and if the sore has faded and has not spread in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is only a rash. The man must wash his clothes and he will be clean, but if the rash does spread in his skin after he has shown himself to the priest to be pronounced clean, he must appear before the priest again. The priest is to examine him, and if the rash has spread in the skin, he shall pronounce him unclean. It is an infectious disease. When anyone has an infectious skin disease, he must be brought to the priest. The priest is to examine him, and if there is a white swelling in the skin that has turned the hair white, and if there is raw flesh in the swelling, it is a chronic skin disease, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean. He is not to put him in isolation because he is already unclean. If the disease breaks out all over his skin, and so far as the priest can see, it covers all the skin of the infected person from head to foot, the priest is to examine him. And if the disease has covered his whole body, he shall pronounce that person clean, since it has all turned white. He is clean. What we have read here is the responsibility of the priest. Because one of the responsibilities of the priest at the time of Moses is to examine meticulously those with skin diseases and determine if they are clean or unclean. We read many times repeated the word examine. And how they will examine? They will use their eyes. They were watchmen who check if there are people clean or unclean. If they are unclean, they will be isolated. And if they are clean, they will be restored. You are accountable to be discerning and see sin in the life of the people. The skin disease or lesion that we read in the scripture, we can relate it in the New Testament, is the sin in the life of the people. We as priests, as watchmen, we are accountable to be discerning, to discern if there is sin or no, and to discern if there is repentance or no. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit will help us. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit will guide you and will give you discernment to determine of what you need to do with that particular person. You need to be able to see sin as God sees them. You know, many people, they don't see sin. Even people who serve God, certain them, they don't see sin. You know, in the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel, God called the attention of both of them, Jeremiah and Ezekiel, as watchmen to see the sin in the life of the people. You know, there are scriptures we are going to see to read here. God called the attention of Jeremiah and Ezekiel about the sin of the people. They were not able to see the sin clearly in the life of the people whom they were around them and whom they were ministering unto them. In Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 17, God said to Jeremiah, "Do you not see what they are doing in the towns of Judah and in the cities of Jerusalem? They were worshipping idols, they are making cake and making fire to the Queen of Heaven." And God was angry. Jeremiah was seeing, but he's nothing deeply how that sin was grievous unto God. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 8 and verse 9 and 12 and 13 and 15, repeatedly the Lord spoke to Ezekiel, and he said to me, "Go in and see the wicked and detestable things they are doing here. Go and see the wicked. Go and see the people's sin and wickedness." He said to me in verse 12, "Son of man, have you seen what the elders of Israel are doing in the darkness, each at the shrine of his own idol? They say, 'The Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land.'" And in verse 13, and again he said, "You see them doing things that are even more detestable." So God is telling to Ezekiel as a watchman, go and see the sin. In verse 15, he said to me, "Do you see this, son of man? You see things that are even more detestable than this." God was calling the attention of his prophet to see sin in the life of the people. The word of God tells us also of people who fail to see sin as it is, and they fall into sin. Now Ezekiel and Jeremiah, God called their attention to see sin in the life of the people, but they did not do sin. But the Bible also tells us about people who were brought into sin, but they were not aware, and they did not see it as sin. Eve, you know, for example, Eve, when she saw the fruit of the forbidden tree, you know, when she saw the fruit of the forbidden tree, she did not see in eating them, in eating the fruit of the forbidden tree, as sin, but she saw that she can gain wisdom. In the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, we can read the following. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable to gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. She never thought that is what she is doing is a sin. And here, as a watchman, you need to be careful. You know, there are things you see, or as a woman, she saw the fruit. She thought about it's good for food, it's good to the eyes, pleasing to the eyes, make you happy. There are many things, you know. You say that, okay, it's good for my body, the food, make my eyes happy, and also maybe it will give me wisdom, and then you can. And then you, not only you will share, you will take, you will share it with others. But that's sin. You need to be aware. Wake up. You are a watchman. Eve was not a good watchman. But God wants you today to be a good watchman. The message is to warn you. If you are not aware of sin, or you are in the front of sin, in the front of situation that you think it is good, but God is telling, see sin as I see it. Lot's wife also did not behave as a good watchwoman. She did the same when she failed to use her eyes to watch the salvation of God. When God was, the angel of the Lord, they were pulling them and heading them to an area of safety and salvation. She should look forward. Instead, she used her eyes to disobey God when she looked back. In book of Genesis 19 verse 26, we can read about Lot's wife. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. The Lord saying in Luke 17, remember Lot's wife. She was not a good watchman. She should look forward. She instead she look backward. Why? God want you to watch and recognize the sin clearly. What is the purpose? First, God wants you to know sin and to watch it clearly, because God wants you to watch your life and avoid sin. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 6, he said, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Eve and Lot's wife, they were having eyes, but they are blind. They were blind when they sin against God. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, say, watch your life and doctrine closely, persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. So God wants you to recognize sin, to wash your life, and to avoid sin. Second purpose is to pray. God wants you to pray. Jesus admonished us to pray. He said, pray so that you will not fall into temptation. And 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 say, But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch into prayer. God wants us to pray. When there's temptation, sin around, we need to pray. And in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all the prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So God wants us to recognize sin so that we can pray. Why God wants you to recognize sin and to see sin? To warn others, to warn the people. You know, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, God sent a warning message to the church at Sardis through Apostle John, what he told them. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shall not know what hour I will come upon thee. Here a warning message. The church were not watching that they are in sin. They were lazy, complacent, imperfect, and they are not seeing it as sin in their life. So God used John to bring a message of warning to them. As we see sin in the people's life, we can warn them. And also what the value, the ultimate value of seeing people sin and to warn them is to persuade them and convince them to quit sin and to repent. In James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, say, my brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins. The message is an encouragement to each and every one of us. As watchmen, God called you to offer your life to him and to serve him with more effectiveness. And God wants you to impart good qualities and fruitfulness in the life of the people that are in contact with you and in the life of the people that you are ministering to. God wants his light shall pass through you into the life of the people that you are ministering, and you will see with your eyes as you commit yourself to serve Him wholeheartedly, to use the Word of God effectively, and to admonish the people, to teach them God's way, to rebuke them when they sin, to warn them, God will let you see transformation, people's lives, the fruit of your hard work and labor. I pray that the message will ignite zeal, effectiveness, and perseverance and willingness toward serving the Lord. God, I pray in the name of Jesus to everyone who hears the message, to my brothers and sisters, to raise them as effective workers, as effective priests and watchmen who care and watch for your work and your word to be accomplished in the life of your church and the life of your people. I pray for more fruit. I pray for excellence in ministry. I pray for perfection. I pray for those who are willing to serve. Provide their needs. Protect them. Shield their minds, soul, spirit. Lord, those who are doing their best, protect them and reward them and let them see the fruit of their labor. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.